Do you have some consent agenda items?
Yes, sir, we do. We have two. These are as authorized by and agreed to by the commission. These are after-the-fact projects for which the commission or the staff, after going through a public interest review and looking at the details of the project, feel they're appropriate to permit. And in these cases, the applicants have agreed to civil charges in each case. In this situation, item 3A is Stephen Hock. In this particular instance, Mr. Hock rebuilt a bulkhead at his property that was destroyed by the storms in 2009. He had previously gotten permits for that bulkhead, but after the storm, Governor's executive order authorized a procedure to allow for reconstruction of structures provided applications were submitted for that rebuilding. And in this case, it wasn't clear how much of the structure was actually destroyed, so it was more than just maintenance. It appears to have been a rebuild of the previous existing structure. So it should have received the authorization from the commission. They did not do that before they started. In this case, Mr. Hock has agreed to a $600 civil charge and a triple permit fee of $75 in lieu of any further enforcement action.
Did he increase the size of the footprint any?
Not that we can tell. It appears, based on the application information and documentation that was provided, that he did not.
Okay. Question to the commission? Is Mr. Hock here or represented? Anyone in the audience, pro or con, wish to be heard on this matter? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, move approval of item 3A.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Next item, 3B.
3B is Frank B. Nelms. Is requesting authorization to retain a previously constructed and unauthorized private use pier that's 4 feet wide by 60 feet long to include an 8-foot by 8-foot L head and one associated mooring dolphin at his property situated along the Nansemond River in the city of Suffolk. In this case, this pier represents a second pier at the property. Statutory authorization is conferred for a single private pier at a residential property. Previously, Mr. Nelms in 2000 had received a permit for a boat ramp at the site, and this pier was built as a tending pier adjacent to that boat ramp. We've gone through the review of the application. There have been no objections. In this case, the applicant has indicated that the tidal flow along this reach of the river can be quite rapid, and to safely stage boats at the pier when launching and retrieving boats at the ramp and replacement of watercraft, that the pier was necessary as well as the L head in this situation. And also, the applicant has indicated that the pier will be for private use only. Mr. Nelms does run a construction company, and there is some construction facilities on his property, but in this case, he's only indicated that he would use it for private use. In this case, staff believes the second pier as a tending pier is appropriate, but given Mr. Nelms' previous applications for projects and knowledge of marine construction requirements and permits, we felt that a civil charge in this case of $1,800 was appropriate. He has agreed to that, along with triple permit fees, and in this case, we're recommending that the commission accept that civil charge and fees in lieu of further enforcement action. Also, in this case, since it will be for private use, we are not recommending there be any royalty for the tending pier at the boat ramp.
Questions of Mr. Watkinson? Thank you. Mr. Nelms here are represented. Is anyone in the audience pro or con for or against this project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve 3B with the triple permit fees and the and civil charge of $1,800.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. I will tell you this, that if it had not been for the staff's attention to the water flow, the currents, and the safety aspect as far as this project is concerned, I'd have a lot more heartburn with it than I do.